Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro Smith, and tonight we're going to be having a wild Wednesday. So sit back, relax. If you have a chance, those of you who have just tuned in or on iTunes, you can contact us and speak to me or Patty live tonight at 773-897-6461. Speaking of Patty, I want all of you guys to know that tonight we have a phenomenal, positive individual who's from Hollywood and has not only worked with and done this individual work of her own, but is just a very positive psychic and medium, and that's Patty Negree. Patty, how are you tonight?
I am excellent, but if you're hearing echo, I am trying to close the chat room down, and it won't shut down.
It's okay. It's the wild energy. It's all right.
So are you getting an echo? I'm sure you are.
And it's all right. We're just go ahead and go with it, because what we'll do is they'll cut it out when we get to go in. And it's been one of those nights, whatever's going on, I think the Blog Talk and the other energies that be are really having a crazy one. So, yep, there it stopped. It looks like it's going to do it. It's just, and I've had a really fun day myself. Patty, can you believe that this energy has been going like this all week? It just seems to be, you know, a complete time of energy. We've had a lot of people saying it's the fall. Others are saying it's because of the season and with, you know, the holidays coming up. Others are saying blaming it on Saturn. But are you feeling this immense? We're feeling it here in Florida, but are you feeling the immense energy that it's like no matter what you're doing, for instance, the chat room, anything, other things have a mind of their own?
Yes, everything does have a mind of its own. And this is really hard, the fact that I'm getting this twice. And I just, hopefully my computer will soon listen and just shut down the chat room until I can turn the sound off on it. But yeah, things are crazy. And I think it's a combination of everything. The holiday time, everybody's anticipation, everybody's stress levels, everybody's, the energy that's going on, the planetary that's going on. It's one big melting pot. So I think we just need to, you know, go with the roller coaster and have fun with it.
I agree. And I had a lot of you guys asking me this last week as we were going through what all are all the prizes about. We've got so many of them. You guys just have to keep track. That's why we're gone wild. And as you guys are going through the individual work we've got, we just had a new video made, and that's what one of the prizes and contests we're having. Those of you who like Psychics Gone Wild or are fans can make your own. If you have a computer that does slides and movies using pictures, or you know, whatever you want to use, or you can tape it. You know, I had a friend tell me yesterday that, you know, all you have to have is any of the last three computers for the last 3 years, and you can make your own video. So what it is it just that we want a few minutes, 3 minutes max video, if you want to go under that, of saying which Psychics Gone Wild show you like. And we've got four of them right now that are actually out there of promoting the shows. And what the winner will win was they'll win an hour reading by Psychic Jethro. We've got a book by Pamela Cummings. We've got a totem reading by Jan Drakes. And we just had another individual that is willing to promote with Gaetano Vivo. We'll give you a CD of his chakra alignments from Italy. So the prizes are building. So you guys that are making these videos, it's fun. We had an individual that went into it. We were still teasing the gentleman that Adam, I think that he thought me and Patty were physics, but we found out later he just lost his S. So now we know we're psychics again and we're back. I was kind of bummed. I liked the physics. I couldn't claim the title, but it did sound good. I had someone tell me that in a way with metaphysical, we are physics because we are putting out an energy and working with the science of something that's unknown.
That is true. That is true. And what's an S amongst friends? No, he is adorable. And the two I've seen him do, he's so great. So, yeah, physics, psychic, all good. It is a powerful time, too, even amongst the craziness. If you can grab on to something, grab on to whatever, and really hold on and lasso that energy, we can do some amazing things right now with all this, even though it's a little bit kinetic energy.
So, Patty, Patty?
No, I was just saying, it's a good challenge to do, but instead of just throwing your hands up in the air, look at it like, I'm going bull riding today. I call it kind of riding the dragon versus the dragon riding you, where you want to get up to control it, and it's a little crazy, because it is a little crazy, but if you can, you know, work to control it just a little bit, it's really powerful.
I love that. And, you know, those of you tuning in, this is Jethro Smith and Patty Negrin. This is a good way to get to know us. We always have different questions. And we had a big joke of last year with the different psychics here on Psychics Gone Wild and mediums and light workers that, you know, we would have a few minutes. It's like, hey, I'm an Aquarius. My name is, you know, we would joke and tease. And everyone got to where they really got to know the different reader and the person they want. Because then when you're going out there to get the reading, you go to do it. Patty, we had a good, really good question for you. And I was going to save it for Friday, but here we are. The individual wrote to me on an email, and they asked, Patty, when you're doing a reading for them, we all know that you use magic in your way in life and that you're very positive and pagan. They're wondering if they were to contact you, do you sometimes, when you're reading an individual, feel what they need in magic, and do you give them that remedy in the reading, or is this something that's separate?
Yes, my readings, unless they want some specific, my readings can go all over the place. I call them sessions, actually, because if somebody wants a reading, as in such reading, I want to know about my career or love life or health or things going on or guidance in my pathway, I can be that. But sometimes I more feel like, what's going on in your life? What is it that you feel like you're missing? What is it? Why did you come to see me? What's going on deeper than just the reading? So honestly, as often as not, at least some part of the reading, if not often the whole part, gets into magical workings or journey work or energetic work or cord cuttings and things or spell work. It can be whatever is needed and whatever within their comfort level. So I usually will start out very standard with, okay, let's do a quick tarot spread and see from there. But I can't remember the last time it didn't go at least a little bit somewhere else.
And I love that, you know, and Patty, that's one of the individualisms that we know. That's where other people I've had through the years say the same thing, you know, when they're looking at it. Patty, you're a fun person. I think obviously that's my opinion as a friend or a cohort and worker here, is that I would say Patty has always been a person that loves the fun and the positive of that. So if you're going in and you're looking for a reader, and that's part of our topic tonight, we spun the old psychic wheel we used to do for you guys and found topic, how and why to pick your psychic, which is really good for those of you who are really turning into this. If you're looking for that serious individual, that person that's going to grab you and really sternly take you by the ear, Patty's probably not the one, but Patty's going to take and give you, like she said, it's going to be all over. It's going to be a session. She's going to work with you in such a positive light that you're going to leave there. Now, and I know this is what they call the feel-good feeling. I remember from a lot of my teachers in the way of psychics, this is the psychic that, you know, you look for, the one that makes you feel good. And sometimes I've had individuals come to me, I'm not going to spank you and set you down and say you did this, but in the same token, I am more of a serious psychic. Sometimes I'll feel the guides go in and I would coach you. So you need to, you guys, that's what you're the fun thing of how to pick a psychic. You know, there's also when is the time right? Patty, what would you tell them? When would you suggest they come and get a reading? What part of their life?
I would say any part of your life where you're feeling something's amiss and you can't figure it out on your own, where you're feeling like, wow, I've tried this, I've thought about this, I've meditated on that, if you're a meditator or if you're not, just like, this is just a trick. I need an outside view on it. I really, you know, I need an outside view of somebody who has some sight just to see what's going on in any area. You know, some people go the littlest thing, they come in, and some people wait until a car's sitting on their head to come in, and it's like, well, you could have came in sooner before the brims dropped. But I think people know when you get to that point, just when it's time to go outside of yourself for some guidance, some assistance, a different point of view, if nothing else. And yes, I am a feel-good psychic, but believe me, I give people homework. I don't make it easy for people at all along the way. I make you really responsible for your own life and for your own happiness and where you're going with it.
True, and that's a good thing, and that's another excellent point there too. If you're looking for a psychic and you're doing the energy, like Patty said, you can tell that by the sense of energy there. You can also tell, you know, from with those of us that are doing it. And then I'm giving this to you, all of you newer ones. I know a lot of you guys are going, Jethro, what is going on with you? No, I know the answers to them, but that's why we're doing this, is it's getting the individuals who are calling in. A lot of the individuals that we have tonight, we thank you for, have not had a reading. I had a lot of emails today. We've got a bunch of promotions we've put out to get people to come in and go a little wild. What is wild? It's being fun. It's sitting down and listening to one of us like this talk. And like Patty said, it is a homework. And that's the thing I love, Patty, too. You know, when we do the respect of a reading, and like Patty said, she's giving you homework. She's not doing it because she woke up today and said, I want to get you. She's doing it because the guys are saying, Patty, this is what this person needs, and this is what's going to help them. This is a path to help people. And I think that I've had a lot of people tease me about why I've done it so years, and why, like with Patty, our accuracy, we have all this time we put into it. What is going on? It's because we really, really, when it comes down to it, this is the way, and we've learned through the years of our readings and techniques to how to help other individuals with our gift. You know, so we've got a lot of you. We love you guys. We're going to limit it down. I know this is like some of you, it's a new drill. We do ask, I'll call out your area code here as you come up. We've got a ton of callers. We ask that you just limit it to one question, those of you have. We'll give you, probably because this is prime time tonight, 4 to 5 minutes, and then we're going to roll right along. And you're going to have fun. We're going to have fun. And welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild. 440, how are you? And would you like to speak to Patty and Jethro?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling in, and you are?
My name is Mary Ann, and I'm from Ohio.
Mary Ann, we welcome you. Me and Patty are here waiting eagerly to help you, and I'm feeling energy right off. Do you have a specific question, or is there something you want to look at? Because you've got a lot of positive psychic ability yourself.
Yes, I do. So, but this is one, I was chuckling at your comment that, you know, when you can't figure this out yourself, you look for others to help. And I'm looking for some insights on a job. I'm looking for, I have a job now, but I want to make a move, preferably within the company I work for today. But I'm also open to outside possibilities. So just wondered what you guys saw coming up and any insights or guidance you can give me in that area.
Okay. You want to go first, Jethro?
Sure, that's fine if that's okay. I'm always jumping in. I'm like the big mouth. He's like, shut up, Jethro. I love it with you, Marianne. I can feel the energy with the insight. And when we were first picking up the energy here, reading you for the first time, I'm feeling that your guides are telling me that there's some other situations that have to be taken into account with what the career is. One of them is not only what you love, you enjoy, but what they're showing me is that it looks to me like they're changing a little bit of, I keep seeing like papers and desk work and office, and I'm seeing you, the guys are wanting you out more on the field. They're telling me that you need to be looking at, I'm getting like real estate or something. I'm seeing you doing from one port to another place or another, like, and connecting people, interconnecting and working with them. You know, that's why a psychic do so well. I see that you're doing, they want variety is what the guys are telling me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is what's causing part of this energy and this combustion with you is you're not what you did before. You've outgrown, and they're giving you that I want you out there in the field. So, and Marianne, they keep showing me I'm getting numbers. Patty, are you picking up what else these numbers are saying about? I'm not sure if it is real estate or if that's a path, but they're showing me that something where you're making that kind of financial. Working together. I'm not saying investing in real estate. I'm saying actually the marketing and the working around it as in keeping track and helping some, like working together on selling it.
Yeah, it's people. I'm getting it's working with people, directly with people. Your personality being part of it, your way with people being part of what you're moving more into. Does that make sense?
It does. I work a lot with our sales teams, and I've been teasing of late because I'm getting more and more involved with customer presentations that I just need to move back into sales instead of I'm actually in a marketing job rather than a sales job.
Yes. And that's it. That's like Patty said, people, and that's what they're saying with energy. And I see you being able to bounce that back and forth where it works together. The other part is it also puts it puts you back into the part that you do the best, and that's where you interact real well. That's why psychically you can sense with other people. I feel your gut feeling's never off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes. So.
Yeah, and is there a young another woman you work with a little bit younger?
Yes.
Yeah, she's good. She's good.
Yeah.
She was something with her.
Yes. Yeah, we're very close, and she keeps telling me wherever I go, I can't leave her. I have to take her.
Yeah, no. She's like a good partnership for you. I just got a glimpse of her, and she, you know, she makes you better, you make her better. It's a good teamwork, and that can take you guys far.
Yes, we work
within the company. I definitely see it within this company.
Okay. Any sense of timing? I know that's always hard.
Right. No, that's okay. I see something shift in February.
Okay.
You know, I think things get a little bit, the holidays are a little bit the holidays, not about a lot of movement and things, but does that work for you? Does that make sense? Something switch. Not that it's not starting now. It's not in the works now, whatever you're creating. And you're a visualizer. Live into it. See it. Create it. You're creating the whole thing anyway. Know what you want. And then just make it happen.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good. And Marianne, we thank you for calling in. Definitely please put in our psychicsgunwall.com and let us know, hey, follow us along, and we'll be calling out some of those prizes tonight. Thank you for calling in, and it was nice meeting you.
Thank you. Have a good holiday. Bye.
Same way. And speaking of holiday, we had two individuals write in tonight. What do you do when you cannot discuss anything at the family table because of the spirituality? We are asking you, psychics, what do you do in your families when you are home for the holidays and your family does not believe in this? Oh, good one.
I'll start there. Yeah. Okay. Luckily, I don't have a family where my spirituality is a problem, but we kind of avoid. And if it's honestly something, there is no you can have your belief system and you could share your belief system, but if you're causing more pain or harm in sharing with it, keep it to them yourself. Let them see who you're being, see how you act, how you react, the person that you are. Let them see your belief system by who you're being and what you do, not in how you're preaching it or what you say.
And I agree with Patty. That's totally the answer. I mean, I can tell you guys it's went the other way, too, for those of us who are gifted. I've been at other holidays where the other people were pushing so much, trying to, like, do that it makes it uncomfortable. So it's just best to keep quiet. And I mean, to this day, I love my family. I'm not being deceiving. My father is somewhat gifted, but my father thinks I'm working in a restaurant here in Florida. And I've had other individuals in my family. It's just something that we just don't really discuss. He did let my son know that he not had seen ghosts. He did let him know that it was, you know, that I was took after my mother, more gifted, and that this was an odd thing. But that's, you know, and like Patty said, because that where it becomes. Also, we have a very good time. We enjoy the other parts of the relationship. We have a very good time. But there's just like that. It's certain times to keep it out. I love that question. We're going to keep that one here from Alabama, and we'll be asking different psychics that question, because that's a good one, Patty. I think, like you said, just you have to keep it to yourself. It's, who wants to have a fight over the holidays just because of a belief? That takes from the whole purpose.
But let them see it. Let them see that light inside of you. Let them see how you're different than them, and not being judgmental or not being whatever, and being all accepting. You know, people aren't going to hear words, but they are going to see and take in actions and ways of being. So that speaks so much louder than anything else.
Love that. And we are Psychics Gone Wild, Patty Negri and Jethro Smith, and we're taking the caller 413. You're on live. How are you, 413?
I'm good. This is Cynthia. How are you guys?
Good, Cynthia. We're loving it tonight. We're here doing this Wild Wednesday evening special edition, and Cynthia, I'm feeling you got some heart relationship here or something. I'm getting a lot of energy coming through with your green heart chakra. Either that or you're a teacher, because I'm getting a lot of that green energy. Is there a question you have or anything you want to look at here with us tonight?
There's a question I have. It doesn't necessarily relate to my opening my heart chakra. What it was is I reached out to a guy who was an acquaintance. I reached out to him a few days ago. I left him a note at his office. And I'm just wondering if he got the note and if he's going to help me.
Oh, okay, that's the heart.
That is the heart. Can you give a first name? Do you mind?
His name is David.
David? And you just want to know if he got the note?
If he got the note and if he's going to help me. I asked him for a little bit of help.
He got the note. And I think he's going to help you, but there's some hesitation there. Does that make sense to you? There's some hesitation on his part about it.
Yeah, that makes sense because I'm dealing with a very nasty situation where I'm a witness to very high-level criminal activity. I used to work for a very large law firm in New York City, and they've been hiring very sleazy private investigators to destroy my life, to slander me. They've got me under constant surveillance. Every time I try to reach out to someone for help, you know, they interfere and they tell people really malicious things about me. So people who should know better believe their lies about me. I'm in a really tough spot because of it, because there's not a lot that I can do.
Wow.
So this guy is someone who I wouldn't want to bother. You know, and I've just stayed away from him because I didn't want to get, you know, I've stayed away from most people, and I've only recently started reaching out to people asking for help, but nobody will help me.
Wow. No, somebody is going to help you. Somebody is going to help you, and you deserve to be helped. I think it's kind of in how you ask them. You have almost an apologetic way of asking, and I understand why, because you don't want them to get hurt or get threatened or whatever the situation is. But you've got to come in a little more straightforward, a little less apologetic, like, this is the situation. I would love for you to help me here, but this is a real situation. Is it something that you're willing and able to do? If not, I understand. Do it a little more straightforward. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I mean, I am pretty straightforward. It's an unbelievable situation to most people. And when you get these people who act like professionals, you know, like they tell people that they've got a criminal case against me, which is a complete lie. They've pretended to be law enforcement themselves, investigating me. You know, they've done all kinds of nasty things. They've told people that I'm a drug addict, that I'm an alcoholic, that I had all these issues. I mean, I'm like so far from all the lies that they've told people. And, you know, but people just don't want to get involved in anything like that. And with this guy, I told him, I was like, look, you know, I know I'm not, I know this is a lot. This is what it is. And I'm willing to work in exchange for it. You know, I can do this, and this. You know, I'm very smart and very organized. You know, so that's how I worded it to him.
Good. I see some hesitation, but I do see him being willing to help you in somehow. But he feels the energy. That's why I said coming up with a little. So, but I'm glad you're being straightforward. But he feels that heaviness there. Are you documenting everything?
Yes. I mean, it is being investigated. But the thing is, I'm left to fend for myself, and part of me fending for myself is constantly documenting, taking pictures, making recordings. I email stuff. I've been sending a lot of emails to senators. I've been sending emails to Ralph Nader, to President Carter, because this is, as far as I'm concerned, this is a big civil rights issue, because my former employer is heavily involved with drug gangs, both foreign and domestic. They're really into it. And it's a big, big thing. So, you know, the Obama administration designated drug gangs as a national security threat. So they can keep me on hold as long as they want while they investigate, and they can do whatever they want to ensure that the success of their investigation, which puts me in, you know, a tougher situation.
Very much. And Cynthia, I'm going to take a little bit of the energy here for... you know, sorry here, and I feel like that the guides are saying that with a heart and the other, and I do feel this person's going to come through a little bit on a different angle with you, and that's why I did feel that heart relationship there. I do see him also being one of the people who does see through some of this, because I could feel it when, I mean, before you even talk, first time I've ever heard you or sensed you or felt you on the radio, and I thank you for calling in. The guides were telling me that your heart and your energy, this is a life for you in that karma that's going to happen. You are putting out the energy, and you are a good person. You're getting hit because of the karmic and the Saturn and what's happening, the times we're in, because you are a heartfelt person. You're also, the guys are telling me from a past life and some of the work that's happening, you will overcome some of this. Some of these people that you brought up earlier, and as you were talking and you and Patty were reading, the guys were showing me, I see some of them also getting into some other situations. You're not the only person that they're bullying or badgering or however we want to use the terminology, but they are falsehood. I do agree with you. You've got my respect. I'm also one who would really nail you if you weren't, because I do other things for a living, that I could see what's happened here with you is that you're really at a point where this falsehood and this dishonesty is from a life where you were in, like Salem. I feel that you were in a life where some things happened, and these other individuals, they're trying to repeat that karma. They keep telling me that they drowned you in the other life. In this life, you're not letting them do that to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I felt the same thing, actually.
It's very intense. And Cynthia, definitely follow along Psychics Gone Wild. You've made some friends here. I do see you coming through a little more. We've got to go on time. But check us out on Facebook. It's Patty Negri, just the way it's spelled, P-A-T-T-I-N-E-G-R-I, or Jethro, J-E-T-H-R-O, Psychic Jethro 10. So check us out. Get with us. We'll get with you. And Cynthia, I think you've made some friends tonight, because we need to get some of these people off of your back.
Well, thank you very much again.
Keep records of everything.
Yep, and as Patty says, keep records of everything. You know, it comes in handy. You never know what little piece that you can find that someone will miss. The really good thing about that is if you're keeping track, that person may slip.
What was that?
We were actually we're thrown off our own show, and we're back, Patty. We went around the back door, ran back in, and we were talking, and you were letting them know about where they can pick up and buy, where would you suggest them to buy objects. About right after that, we got kicked out the door, and then we got back.
Hear my brilliant answer, and now it'll never be brilliant again.
I loved it, Patty. Me and the technical people did, but we got to get you back in. Tell them what you were telling, how they could buy those candles and things they want to start out with.
Okay, if you want to start out in magical workings or just on any spiritual path, almost every city has a little metaphysical shop, a spiritual shop, a botanica. You know, go in and feel it out. If it feels weird to you, you know, then go buy online. But because you could really feel the energy of these places, because everything has such energy. Everything, if you're dealing with spiritual things and crystals and candles or herbs and oils, you're going to pretty much, even a not very gifted or sighted person is going to feel, this feels good or this doesn't feel so good. This feels heavy or dark or anything. So then you could get anything you want online. If you decide you want to start getting into some candle work or candle magic, start studying what that means. There's lots of books on it. What do the colors mean? Different ways to dress and do candle rituals. Use your own intuition, however developed it is, to guide you in the path you want to go. Go online and say, oh, yeah. There's so much information, good and bad. But you can, again, use your own discernment to see where it leads, and spirit will lead you to such wonderful things.
Excellent. And we are here live on Psychics Gone Wild, going a little wilder with Jethro and Patty. We're back doing our riff show with this. This is funny. We went out back. They told me, they said, where's your host? I'm like, I'm the host. And I realized they kicked me out. Now we're back again. 256. This is Psychics Gone Wild, 9 o'clock at night in the East Coast, one of the most busiest times here. How are you, 256? 256 is real shy. I would take that as they're doing okay. How about 770? Can you hear me? 770?
Woo, we got the energy going, don't we?
We have got a real high, and I apologize to you if you're enjoying yourself. If you can't go with it, we're going to take and do one more. How about 215? Can you hear us, 215? This is really high. We've got the energy way out there. I know that we're on live with you guys, those of you listening in. 215, can you hear us? Okay, we're going to continue on here for a few more minutes, and then we're going to just check and make sure we're working. Let's go back to someone we had on a little bit earlier and see if they can hear us. Cynthia, can you hear us? This is Psyche's Gone Wild. Can you hear us, Cynthia? Okay, we may be, Patty, we're going to have to re-sign back in. So we're going to hang on for you guys. We're going to play a little music, and me and Patty will be right back after I find out what's holding on to our wires.
Okay, I'm typing to see if they can hear us.
Patty?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. And now, Cynthia, can you hear me and Patty? Okay, we have... All right, and we're going to go ahead and go to 213. Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
We love you, and thank you for finding your way in. You're a very strong energy. We just went through 6 phone calls, 2 partridge in a pear tree, and a man up in the stars. This is Jethro and Patty on Psyche's Gone Wild. Would you like to talk to us before I kick the technical out of it?
Yes. My name is Shauna, and hi, Patty.
Hi, Shauna. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm kind of going through a hard time relationship-wise right now, and I need to see what's going to happen because it's killing me.
Okay. First off, don't say that. It's not killing you. It's upsetting you.
Okay.
You don't want it to kill you, so don't even put the verbiage in
no.
there.
No. Oh, okay.
You want to switch it up, that's all.
It's very painful.
I see something coming in that's good. Are you in a relationship that's not going well right now?
Right, he just moved out, but we still love each other. It's just we don't fight well, and we kind of came to a head, and, you know, but he won't really talk right now, but he won't say it's over either, and I'm just kind of in limbo waiting.
Okay, well... I mean, I think you have to take control. What I'm getting from Spirit is take control a little bit. Yes, a little bit of space is okay, but you have to have your boundaries and what you want and need and expect out of the relationship. You have to be almost a little more demanding of him. And that demanding has to include communication. Maybe you don't know how to communicate now, but you could relearn how to communicate. You know, just don't do it the way you've ever done it before, if that makes sense.
Right, yeah, which was what I was learning to do. But it's like, you know, he keeps telling me he's not ready to talk. So I don't know what to do. And I wrote him a letter yesterday, and I said, look, I have to have closure. So this is over for me. You know, I which is not really what I want, but I don't know what else to do. I'm waiting every day for him to come around and...
Yeah, you can't wait anymore. You know, if he's going to come around, he's, again, got to come around to your needs, your expectations. I see something really good for you coming in, and he might just be in the way of that, I'm sorry to say. I see a form of happiness that I know you love him, but you do have a whole lot of differences, right? And you don't even have the same goals in relationships, right?
I think we do. We both wanted to get married, and, you know, we were very similar. We grew up very similar, and we've had to overcome a lot of the same things. And he was really teaching me how to control my anger and my temper and all of that. And I really felt like we were, you know, kind of 2 peas in a pod.
Okay. Well, it's close quarters in that 2 peas in a pod. I don't know. I see that there's something going on with him, whether it's within himself.
Right.
and this really could work for him, but you can't, you just have to kind of move on, if that makes sense. And that, give him, I don't want to say the word ultimatum, but like that, like you're going on and let him see what he's missing and see how worth it is to him. Because there's something really good for you. It could be him, but it might be something else. But you can't live in this misery. I feel it. I feel it. I don't know, Jethro?
I feel the same way on it. And the guys are saying that part of this other energy is you're going to do some kind of a shift and a change. I feel that you're, there's some other things that have been brewing there for you that is also going to it too. You know, and I said, that's why you're, that's, I like Patty, you're not going to be able to stay in this relationship. There's something, it looks like, and the guys are telling me that there's been some other situations for you that, that you haven't even hit into all of what is even there yet. It's just, it looks like it's going to get a little worse. I apologize. I don't like to be the one that does that, but they said the outcome's even, it's going to get to where it's even more intenser with it.
What do you mean?
Just more. I would love to say it. You know, it always, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel, but they're just showing that it gets more. The guys are showing me some more sad some situations and some more things there. Kind of you're having to deal with it. I feel like you're a strong person, and they said this is a, this has been a very spiritual upbringing and a push for you to get through this. Like, I keep feeling this other things that are going on with this person. It's just not, it's not getting subsided. You know what I'm saying? It's just still
right.
And I do hear the guides telling me that part of this is going to also, what, you know, they say, what don't kill you makes you stronger. And I feel that you're, there's a reason that they're doing this. They're wanting you also, your guides and angels, to stand up for some of your boundaries and some other stuff with this, with this whole situation.
So,
yeah.
I mean, is there no, there's no chance for us then? Is that basically what is that what you're saying?
They're saying that basically the way things are going, no, that, and it's got to change. And I feel that part of it is you taking control of your life. You know, when we first started the show, when we first got on, Patty was talking about taking it like riding a bull or grabbing on, like, we, you know, those of us who are like riding the dragon, they call it in metaphysical. That's what they're saying. You're going to be able to grab on and handle this and ride this and handle this situation in a way that you're not going to be and that's why what has gotten happened is it seems like the alternatives you've been doing is blocking this and causing this relationship bad is what I'm getting. So they're making you, they're saying if you change this, you know, when you ask, the guys are saying, well, you would be able to change it, but it's like not, you know, no, I'm not seeing anything good around it, Patty. Every time I go around it, are you seeing anything that?
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm seeing something really good waiting for her, just being in the way of it. And yes, you love each other, and yes, you could work really hard to make this work, but it won't be as good as what something else is out there. Honestly. Because you're not, I'm just getting that you're not your best you. Something within him holds you down a little bit. I know you said he taught you some good things, which is great. You might have used to be really good friends forever and ever. But, I mean, there's never say never. If you want
right.
real hard to make this work, but don't do it at your own happiness expense. Because that's what I'm saying.
And you think there's, what is there better for me? What do you see that's better for me?
I see you really claiming your life and being happy, just being happy within your own life first, and then that's going to call in a whole different caliber of relationship. I know he's probably a little bit different than your other relationships, but isn't there still some pattern there that where you sort of lose yourself in the relationship?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
And I'm what Spirit's telling me is for you really to spend this time about you, making you your best you and happy you without the need of a man to make the happiness. You take care of yourself, your family, your everything. And then you find that satisfaction and joy and completeness in yourself, you're going to draw an amazing man. Not saying it can't even be him. He could have an epiphany. We all have free will. There's nothing written in stone. But
right.
you putting yourself at a higher place, a better place, that who comes in, you're not going to have to take a step down to be within that relationship. And I don't know why I'm seeing it as a stair step. Does that make sense to you?
Stair steps? Well, not really. I don't think so.
Okay. No. Just like you have to limit yourself somehow, and you shouldn't have to do that.
Okay.
I just see this beautiful soul inside of you, Shauna, this beautiful wanting to just come out and spread your wings and, like, run and jump and claim life. And I'm not seeing that with him right now.
No.
No.
I just
did you
have
that,
with him?
Did it feel like that?
Did I what?
Feel like that with him, like, wow, that running, arm spread, life, me, relationship.
Yeah. I mean, it's been tumultuous, but we have, you know, I've really felt like at the end we've been, because he's been in therapy and we've both been working on ourselves and we'd really gotten to a point where we were good. And I felt like, you know, wow, this is the guy, you know, this is the man that I want to marry. And, you know, we had this fight and I just pushed him too far. And, you know, so, and I guess I wanted to know when he was coming home because we both still love each other.
Okay. Well, he's got some stuff going on. And it's nothing you did. It wasn't you pushing him too far. He has hit his level. Again, I see you as taking blame and taking responsibility and taking, if you could take more of an authority role, it will, just you will be so much better and he will be so much better.
What do you mean if I take an authority role? Like breaking up with it, like what I did yesterday and basically saying, okay, I'm done. I can't wait around for you.
In a sense, yes, but in that, you really stepping forward and trying to find that joy in your life. Again, that's what's going to bring him back if he's going to come back and if you decide you really do want him back.
Right.
You know, he's going to want what he can't have. Don't let him have
right.
it.
Right.
I don't know. Jethro, jump in here. I've lost him. I would do some meditation on this. I don't know your spiritual practices, but before you go to bed, you know, just really ask some guidance from God, angels, your guides, whatever you believe in, because you need a little bit more clarity too. And again, you just need to find that joy and life force. Like that's what I keep saying, and that's what spirits keep telling me over and over and over again. It's for him coming back to you, or you coming back to him. You're both not your full selves right now. You're like not, you're at half speed, if that makes sense. And he can't make you full speed. You have to make you full speed. Talking really weird words to me tonight. I know. Jethro, are you still there?
Uh-huh. You can hear me there. I'm back. It's we thank you, Shauna, for that. 217. We've got you couldn't get you on. We're gonna go to 317. How about 317?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. We found you. You guys are down here. What? We got a bunch of you. Did you have your whole family call in?
No.
Okay. I was like, what? Can I ask what state you're from?
Indiana.
Rocking, because like 317s are all over the place down here.
Wow.
Yeah, we welcome you. This is Jethro and Patty. Would you like to give us your first name?
Keith.
Hi, Keith. Hi, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. I'm so glad you called.
No problem. My question was that I've been recently dealing with a lot of challenges lately. I think it's more of like because of the decisions I've been making lately also. But I'd just like to know like what direction am I supposed to move in and what decisions should I make in order to ensure that I have a successful life.
Okay, I'll start, but I'm going to hand it over to Jesse real fast. You really have to take responsibility for your life and your actions. You're a grown young man. You're young, but you're not acting like one quite yet. You're putting blame. You're You're not thinking things through. You're not thinking through decisions. You're not even making correct decisions. You're kind of going with the moment. You just got to put your big boy pants on a little bit because you have them. You're great. You are this, I see it. You're this amazing spirit. You have this amazing ability and you're throwing it away. You're just, I don't know if it's laziness or you have some, it's not just laziness, but you have some, I was going to say stick up your butt. I don't mean that. But you have this thing that you have to be combative and you have to be rebellious, like you're trying to prove something. But the only thing you're proving is exactly the opposite of you're trying to prove. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And don't do that. You don't need to do that. You're way better than that.
It's your energy. And as a male, we do that sometimes. We go through these cycles, and everyone teases us, but it's like you're in a power struggle with yourself, and it's causing you to be, as Patty said, the stick or the different way. I always say your gears are stuck, you know. It's like things are going, and so what's coming out is this assertiveness and some of this odd stall, and it's like your part of you wants to go, and the other part of your mind, and the other part of the psychic energy is going. I agree with Patty. You have a lot of strength. They said this isn't your first life here, and that's why that's doing it. The really hard concept is as you're putting the dot to dots together. I feel that you're not getting the information from what you need. There's something missing. There's something you really are looking at that you'd like to do that has nothing to do with what everybody around you wants, and it's not easy for you to relate with it. I feel you have good comrades where you can talk with the people you've got, but you're not talking inside with you. There's something inside you that's doing that. And it's like, okay, you know, it's like, you know, when you go out and you get the date and you're like, this is so great, and then you go out and go, whoa, you aren't even 10 minutes into the date, and you're like, this person, this isn't who I want to date. You know what I'm saying? And it's sad.
Yeah.
And that's what they're telling me with you. You've went through this, and it's like all of this energy. So now you're kind of sitting back and doing it. And I see what's going to happen, Keith, is they're telling me they're going to put your energy back into the field of what they want. And I say they, your guides and angels. And some of this other is going to clear. You're at an age, you must, I'm not trying to be rude, but you're going through like some kind of testosterone thing. Sometimes those guys, you know, we at 18 to 25, we really are intense in life. It's where everything's going. And I feel like there's some stuff that you want to, you're not aggressive to everyone, but you're confused with them is what I'm getting.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah. Just work on your communication. You have to work at it a little bit more, both with yourself, within yourself, and then with others. And when you see that block that you hit, that kind of screw you thing that I see, I don't even know what, that's why I said the sticker, that look at that and let it go. It's again, it's just making you look bad. It's having the exact opposite reaction. You're acting than you wanted to. So it's not working. So just be real conscious and choose not to.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Keith, for calling in. We're having a little bit. Can you hear sounds? We're hearing like, I thought it was crickets, which is a good thing for money, Keith, but I'm not, I don't think it's that. Are you, when you're called in, is there another stuff? Me and Patty have had the wildest thing tonight. Yeah.
No, I mean, I saw that pause come in where you guys came off, but then you came back in. But other than that, I've heard everything.
Okay, now that's good to know, and it's terrible to ask you guys. We're psychic, but we're not, we don't know everything. It's just like, there's the wildest stuff going on with the show tonight.
Yeah, thank you guys so much, though. I appreciate it.
Claim your power, Keith. Claim your power. Talk to your guide. You know some of your guides. Claim it, talk to them, and put your big boy pants on because you've got nice big boy pants.
I love that.
You have, it's all up to you. You can fly and have an amazing life and just get the tiniest changes of what you're doing, the tiniest changes. And you're spending so much energy fighting it. Just stop.
Loving that. And we've got a couple of the phones. You guys have been so good to us when we did get back, and you've been here waiting for us. So we're going through. We're down to, the, I think, the last one, 215. If you can hear us and you're out there, please say hello.
Hello.
You have been so good. Earlier when we tried to get you on the phone, it made a growling sound, and then it didn't give me anything, and then it threw me a Patty out. I was kind of scared of you. So how are you 215 and your little ornery little animals that you use to keep us good on Blog Talk?
I'm fine. My name is Lois. I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome, Lois.
Hello. And yeah. I'm interested in finding out about my love life.
Excellent. That's why the energy did this. And I can tell you there's two things happening right off. I'm going to start with it because I saw the energy, and I'll let Patty, I don't mean to cut in real quick. Lois, the guides are saying with you that your individual energy, you and your guides have been working on what you want in love. You're not only asking about relationship, but your guides had to agree to let you in. That's who flipped us out a while ago. You know, you wanted to do it, and I teased you about the sound. I'm not sure what that was. I think that was some of the computer. But what it did was it made an odd sound. I think your guides also, and the angels are telling me that you're ready for it, but you have someone that's still, there's something going on here with love in the relationship for you that you don't want what you had before.
Mm.
They're telling me that there's like a past.
I just lost my husband 2 years ago, and I ran into somebody from my past who is married, and he keeps calling, and he makes remarks, and I'm very skeptical what's in store for me.
I don't blame you, and the one who's married is what you're saying. You don't want to do that again, and that's what I feel. And I'm not trying to be mean or ornery, but the gentleman on the other side is giving his cheers. He's like, he's wanting you to have the life and the love. He also knows you're a good person. I'm getting a lot of emotion from the other side. He's the one who also got you back in. Because it's like there was wild stuff going on with the phones here, and I couldn't. It's like your phone never. It was like you were on the whole time, but if I went to push the button, you weren't on, like red with it, but you were stuck in between, like spinning.
Ah, yeah, I was in between.
That's what I'm getting.
That's
see what I'm saying?
That's what I am right now, in between.
Patty, what are you feeling for this dear? We got to help her.
I know. Well, you know what is really funny is that your husband wants to help you find a guy who's good enough for you.
Oh,
that's what exactly he just told me. You've got to be good enough. And he doesn't want you dating no married man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just of your own.
But he keeps calling me, you know. I don't bother with him. He calls me all the time. And,
okay.
You know, he stopped for my place, and he made remarks, and I more or less pushed him away and said, you know, you're married. You can't do this. But I don't know. He still keeps calling.
Okay, well, again, you have to set up your boundaries and your guidelines, and certainly don't let him get in the way of meeting a really great guy who's out there who's not married, who is going to listen to you if you say don't call and then shows up.
Right.
You're against him, somebody who doesn't listen to your needs. It's just that
right.
Man. So don't let
him. And I don't want to be his significant other. Well, now he's married. I don't play that game.
Right.
You know, I
yeah,
don't play
don't
that.
Somebody, you don't want somebody to play that with you, and you don't play that with somebody else. That's out from
exactly.
The work.
Exactly. So
stay away. I'm seeing a relationship coming pretty fast for you. It's somebody who's got an established home or established life, and they welcome you, and they just are, you're the cat's pajamas. So they go head over heels for you.
Oh,
and
goodness.
I think he's well established, so he's so clear things up with this other guy. Make it clear. Tell him you're happy to be friends. You're this or that, but just lay the law down and keep that heart open and ready for this other guy coming along. I see him. Don't you see him, Jethro?
I do.
Need him to you.
We love you, Lois, and you've made family with all of us on Psychics Gone Wild. You can feel your positive energy, and when Patty started reading for you, it's very much. Now, you know that Patty's a Libra, so her Venus and her chart and her energy, she's very good in this area, and I feel that I agree with her. As a Scorpio, I'm feeling the energy behind, and the guy said to tell you that it's like, you know, they're cheering you on. It's like there's a couple of other things that happened in your life that were a little awkward, and I feel like with the passing of the gentleman that loved you and the other ones on the other side, they're over there going, she gets to have love. They're saying the same thing Patty's saying. I hear the mediumship saying, Lois gets to feel and know what love's about. And I love how they said, not like you had. They made it sound like, you know, you'd caught a fish. You're like, oh, no, cut the line. You're like, oh, not again. I don't want one of those carp. You know, I've already caught that baby. I can't make a fillet out of that. You know?
Right. I understand.
So Lois, you definitely got to keep contact. We're going to pull a winner here. Go to psychicsgunwall.com. We're going to be giving away some jewelry. Tonight we're giving away a book of Living in the Psychic Realm by Jethro, and I'm going to give out to the winner of an email here that's put into Psychics Gone Wild, and I've come up with actually come up with Andy Knight. So you were the winner, Andy. So we're going to go do this, and actually here in Florida. So this is good. Okay, well, Andy, congratulations. Those of you put into PsychesGoneWild.com, we got a bunch of prizes coming up. Don't forget all the contests. Amy Kavanoff is now the adopted mother of a sea turtle that she will be naming next week. For those of you who are tuning in, was not on today. I know a lot of you guys were wondering what happened, but Amy will be naming that sea turtle here next Wednesday, and stay tuned for Amy Kavanoff Hour, you know, as we have much fun with her. Those of you who are checking and knowing what's going on, it's Patty and Jethro, and we're working on helping as many as we can. We have 3 minutes, Patty. What should we do with the 3 minutes? We've got about 9 callers and 2 emails. What would you want to do, Patty?
Just grab one. Just grab one. We have it. Let's do it.
We're
going to do 2 different ones really fast.
We're going to do a fast one for you, a Skype caller. You get to be in. Hello? Oh, we're doing it again. We really grabbed these. Good, that one. If you hear it say unmute, it means you're off of the phone. 770, would you like to talk for a minute with us real quick?
Yeah, hey, I'm Danny. It's the first time I ever listened to you guys. I'm enjoying the show. Thank you.
Thank you, Danny.
I'm having some everything was going great until about a few weeks ago. We kind of got the rug pulled under us at work, and our biggest client is moving to another company. And the question is, there's a chance that I could go with them, but I'm just not sure what's going on or what to do. So I thought maybe you guys can pull in some of my guides and kind of help me out here.
You got to get creative.
Okay.
You've got to think outside of the box. This is where you use your intuition over your left brain for some reason. I don't know what happened or what happened, but you've got to really think outside of the box to fix this, and you can fix this. There's something you got to let go of, though. Something you're holding on to that's just, it's not going to stay. It's not serving you anyway.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Okay. That's probably my boss that I have now is like I have a real karmic relationship with him, and it's a real bond, which is why I've stayed so long at this company.
Right. Well, again, you can stay for us. You can be whatever, but Spirit's really telling me is that you've got to. This is a good one to go to Spirit and ask your guides and Spirit, but outside of the box, with your left brain, your logical brain telling you to do this, but your intuitive brain telling you to do that. Jethro?
I feel that it is working with you very much, Danny, with that. And that's what the guys are saying, that other energy is coming into your incoming there. And that's why that right side of your brain is going to also start to do some other situation for you. And they're telling me that there's financial in a lot of other things that you had put on the shelf a couple of years back. There's something about some of your other stuff that you've done, like engineering or something. I keep seeing it work like putting it together in a flare or something is why they're saying the creative.
Okay.
And we thank you, Danny. We've given us 60 seconds. They're going to kick us out the door and make us
be quiet.
Okay,
well, thank you very much, guys.
Call us again. Get a hold of Psychics Gone Wild. We have a little more time to have fun.
Gotcha. I'll check you next week. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have fun with it.
Blessings to everybody. We got in and out. Me and Patty did it in spite of being kicked out of our own show for no reason. We're back. We're having fun, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow at 3 p.m. with Veronica Harrison and Dina Flanagan, a psychic tarot reader and a psychic healer who just got to go wild. So tune in tomorrow, and you guys, Patty, have a good night. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. See you on Friday.